You know, in looking over this list of names, I see where Jimmy Connolly in 1953 won the city championship, the firecracker, and the Harvey Penick all in the same year. And he won the Harvey Penick in 1950 and 1952. How much golf did you play with Jimmy?
No, I played a lot of golf with Jimmy.
I never got to
see Jimmy
play.
Worked for Harvey in the shop, in his golf shop there. And then he got in the real estate business. And, Willard, his brother, also worked. He was younger than Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a real good golfer. Both of them were excellent. Jimmy Connolly was probably, he won the state amateur, you know, here at, it was out at the Riverside.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he won the state championship.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ben Crenshaw credits him.
He was a good putter.
Yeah.
He was.
Ben kind of copied or he mentored him.
And I've got
his putter.
He used a cash in putter. I have a cash in putter, but I used to putt with one quite a bit. I like the cash in putter. You know what I'm talking about, catching
him. Yeah, they have a lot of feel to them. When you hit a putt solid, you can really feel it.
Yeah, right.
And they have a shaft that's got, it's kind of a soft shaft. It's got a lot of feel to
it. Jimmy liked to cash in. I think he was using that. I played with him in, I was with Walter Woodley, and I played in that partnership at Champions Cup.
Mm-hmm, the Champions Cup?
Yeah. And I played in that, and Jimmy and Charlie Crenshaw played together, and then Ron and
George
played together.
Mm-hmm.
And they won it one time, mm-hmm. George and Ron.
Yeah, I never saw Jimmy Connolly play.
Well, you never saw him play, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He
heard his name and seen it on all his trophies.
Yeah.
Heard he's a good player.
No, he was a player, and he liked to scramble. He was kind of, if he knocked it out in the woods, he'd try to come up and make a birdie anyway, you know.